This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are all here, Monday, February the 26th, 2018, DJV Showtime, 7 past the hour for Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, another opportunity to figure out what's going on in the world and to have our way and have our say, because after all, the world waits for us to explain what we are thinking so the rest of the world can follow us. We are the leaders. Jennifer, would you lead, please, by going through some of the trending items today?
Sure. Lots of trending items, actually, over the weekend from the political world. The Democrats, led by Adam Schiff, who is the head of the House Intelligence Committee for the Democrats, released that memo. Remember Memogate from just a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Where Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, led by Devin Nunes, released a four-page memo talking about some of these real issues that needed to be looked at in the FBI's handling of the Trump campaign, the Trump dossier, how the Russian investigation was actually launched. Adam Schiff put together a memo in response to the Republicans. It was 10 pages, and he tried to have it released, but apparently it divulged too much national security information, so it was redacted, redone, and released over the weekend. It really is more of he said, he said. Adam Schiff saying that what it all boils down to is this FISA court and this FISA warrant and how the warrant was pulled to spy on members of the Trump campaign or to surveil members of the Trump campaign. And it seems that, by and large, a fake dossier that was put together by a British spy named Christopher Steele was used as a primary tool to get this warrant pulled. The Democrats are saying that's not true, that it wasn't the only source used to pull the FISA warrant. Republicans are saying it's the primary source. So again, politically, wherever you lie is probably who you believe. I say release the FISA application. That way we know who's really telling the truth here. The FISA application will tell us what we need to know and will confirm whether Democrats in this memo or Republicans in their memo are telling the truth.
Remember the old expression, while Rome burns, Nero is playing his fiddle.
Or yep.
Nero. Yeah, that's what this is about. It's such nonsense. Who gives a rat's you know what?
Well,
about
it's
all
important
this stuff, these
because it's important to somebody like you, and I'll tell you why. Because you don't want the government listening to your phone calls, and you don't want the government looking into your. And so I think what's at stake here is the FISA court, which is a top secret. To be a top secret court that would allow spying on American citizens, and you have to have their approval to do it, may have been compromised by an FBI that wasn't really on the up and up. And so that's why it's important to an average American is how is this court working? How do they get their information to decide who they surveil?
So let's look at it maybe this way. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but you mentioned the FBI, Department of Justice, all the vegetable or alphabet vegetable. all the
vegetables.
Alphabet. Yeah,
judging by the
vegetables.
Latest news cycle, they might be vegetables.
Vegetables. The FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, all of these outfits are out of control. They don't do what they're supposed to do, and it's all politically motivated, and so we're not getting what we're paying for. And it becomes very frustrating to the point of we get angry about it, and we shoot our wad, if you will, at the wrong person.
Well,
government is too big, and it is not being controlled properly.
Well, now, we also have to see if it's being politicized, and that's really
the
problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is getting politicized.
I think that's the question is, did the Obama administration's Department of Justice and FBI act inappropriately against a political opponent? If that's the case, that's a huge problem, because guess what? The shoe will be on the other foot, and at some point, the tides will turn, and do you want the Trump administration being able to spy on Cory Booker's campaign? campaign or Kamala Harris's campaign or Bernie Sanders' campaign, I think people would have an issue with that. So just we have to make sure that who we are as a country is not changed based on who our what our political preferences are. And I think
Victoria, you started to say something.
Yeah.
No, I didn't actually.
I thought you did. Okay.
Nope. No, I'm just listening.
So my son told me over the weekend, he dabbles in writing scripts and cleaning up scripts for movies and TV shows, along with him being a drug and alcohol counselor. And he's been asked to participate in a new show that's just been approved, I guess, in the last week or so, which is basically it's a dramatization of Eric Holder's life as Attorney General.
Oh, yeah, it's been making news.
It hasn't been making news? Yeah. He's the executive producer. They're going to take from his files, and they're going to create a show based on an Eric Holder-type character. What do we think of that? Do we think that sounds like an interesting show? Trying to find
ways. I never thought Eric Holder was that interesting to begin with.
Me either.
Like, as a person,
I don't know. I'm kind of bored.
Okay. Next.
Okay, other trending
next
stuff.
Bore Victoria. Let's keep going.
The weekend box office is just amazing. This Black Panther movie has been taking over social media for the second week in a row. It scored a record $108 million in its second week in release. That's pretty big news. I haven't seen it yet, and in fact, I feel terrible saying this, but when I was on vacation and I saw Black Panther trending, I went, like the group?
Yeah,
I realized.
That's what a lot of people thought.
And then I realized the movie, so a pretty big deal. Hundreds of millions of dollars already being made from this. And then finally, Michelle Obama has announced that she's releasing her memoir in November. It's called Becoming, and apparently it's deeply personal. She said it's allowed her for the first time the space to honestly reflect on the unexpected trajectory of my life. So that'll be out in sometime in November.
Probably be interesting. She's a popular character. She's a pleasant lady, smart, and I think that'll be a good read, be an interesting read. So let me just back up a little bit, Jennifer and Victoria, to the movies. Victoria said something interesting. Was it off the air? We were talking about movies and how unrealistic I am, or was that on the air?
That was Kara.
It was Kara. But
yeah.
Did we have the conversation on the air or off the air?
It was off the air.
Okay. All right. It'll go into the podcast that we have this week. The podcast every week. Kara puts together some of the exciting things from on the air and off the air. And find it at djbshow.com, our podcast. So I was talking about the movies that I see, and we were getting what it is about movies. And I talked about Jason Bateman having gone and seen The Game and what an awful movie it was and how terrible he was in it. And I was surprised that, what's her face, McAdams?
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel would put her name or associate with a movie like this because it's just plain stupid. And what Kara reminded me of is I see pretty much every movie. That's not true. I won't go see horror movies. I won't go see creepy crawly stuff. I just won't go to see that sort of thing. And I won't go. Well, there's some. I draw the line with some stuff. So anyway, this weekend I saw The Game with Justin Bateman and Rachel McAdams.
I should clarify if anybody's
listening.
It's not
called that. What's it called?
It's called Game Night. And it's
Game Night. That's
yeah.
it. Yeah, Game
the
Night.
The Game is a different movie, yeah.
Yeah. So what I said when I wrote my little or a note to myself as we started this morning. Jason Bateman gets the new Kevin Hart Owen Wilson Award for being really annoying. So he has done some good stuff. Victoria reminded me of that. But it's just the way he plays these same kinds of characters, like Owen Wilson does, like Kevin Hart does. It's just not entertaining. So you say, well, why did I go? Because you say, you know, I wanted to see what her role was in this, frankly. I was much more pleased, and I would advise more people when Chucker gets here later on. I'll talk about this movie every day with this young 17-year-old girl who is very, very likable story. It was just a good family flick. See it. Bring your high school kids. Well, they probably won't go to the movies with you anyway, but go. Kara would love it. Victoria would love it. All the girls would love it. I tend to like chick
flicks. I like a kind of cheesy rom-com, sweet rom-com, so I'd probably watch it. But you know what's funny is, not to interrupt you, but
is that a rom-com like romantic comedy?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that kind of movie. But I saw Black Panther on Friday, and I really, really liked it. I like it more than...
it's a good movie.
I see most of the superhero movies. I like it more than most of the ones that have come out recently. It's on Sunday morning, and the guys there, it's like 9 a.m., the guy working at the cash register were talking about it and how it was so popular and it was making so much money, and they had both seen it, and we're going to go see it possibly a second and third time. And then I saw my sister and my brother-in-law, and my brother-in-law's walking up the steps, and he's like, oh, my legs hurt so bad, I can't sit down. And I asked why, and he said he worked out really hard because Michael B. Jordan and Black Panther was in such amazing shape that it motivated him to go out and work out even harder. So
it used to be on my soap opera. A little piece of info, Michael B. Jordan started on All My Children.
Did he?
Yep.
Wow.
So there. That's
well,
good.
Did you see the, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, you know, he sends somebody out onto the streets of L.A. and asks them questions. And so the guy went out and asked all these random people if the U.S. troops should be pulled back from Wakanda, if they need to come home from Wakanda, and all about Wakanda's whatever in the... And of course, these stupid people, oh, yes, we have to get our troops out. I mean, it's so, like, embarrassing.
You know how Jimmy Kimmel got started?
No.
He was a producer for Howard Stern, and he used to be the guy that went out on the street to get that to get those interviews.
So
for
he knows
Howard
how
Stern.
Dumb people in the street are. That's basically what you're saying.
Right, I think that's pretty much it. Right. Okay, one thing that I found interesting from the home of Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake.
Did you go there this weekend?
I didn't. I
and you
invited.
Didn't invite us?
I know, right?
Steal something sorry. Like a napkin?
Sorry, yeah, sorry. So in a interview that she just did for, I think it's L.A., one of the L.A. newspapers, she revealed that she and her husband have begun teaching their two-year-old son, Silas, about the differences between boys and girls. That is, start sex education young. She says, quote, we're using technical terms. We shower together. We say, this is what I've got, and this is what Daddy's got, this is what you've got. So one wonders whether that's a good idea. Would you do that, Jennifer, with your children when you have them, or would you, Victoria, do it?
Yeah.
Well, how old
I think
is
the
so.
Little boy, though?
2 years old.
Oh, okay. I don't know that I wouldn't shower with my kid be much beyond that, but yeah, I think that's fine. And I do think that it's good to use the real terminology for mm-hmm. body parts. I think it's stupid when people, you know, can't say any type of clinical term.
Like hoo-hoo?
Yeah. Like it's just,
Wawa?
Yeah, I think that's really dumb. And I think that just, the psychological impact of that, I think, really plays out as people get, like, turn into adults.
But what does it sound like to the listener if we talk about penises and vaginas on the air?
Well, because then you're making a choice as to the you're making the choice as to what terminology they use. I think for people who decide to be frank with their kids and just use the scientific terms, it's fine. I just don't think it's our job to decide if that's what they want to do. Which is why we don't use that language, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I do think it's important, though, because the college I went to, they had a sexual health class, and it was, you know, like senior year, it was the most packed class in the entire school, and people kind of took it for fun. But the teacher was actually a really, really good teacher, and he brought in all these speakers, and people learned tons of stuff. But I had a friend who took it, and she had a very kind of repressed, interesting childhood. And, I mean, she was a college senior, didn't know the vast majority of the things that they taught in a sex ed class. Yeah. So it's really important to start.
It's not to get into trouble when you're that age. 20 after the hour here, DJV time.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the moon. Is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Yeah.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The theme from Tiffany. Tiffany, good dog. See, I practiced her last name, but I didn't do a good job with her first name. Tiffany Haddish is hosting an MTV Movie and TV Award show. She's the breakout of the year. MTV has tapped her to host their annual Movie TV Award. She was in a show called Girls Trip. All right, Kara, what was Girls Trip all about?
It wasn't a show. It was a movie. It was one of the biggest summer blockbusters of last year. You know, really? It's the one that had Jada Pinkett Smith. It had a bunch of, I think it had...
They go to New Orleans. I liked it a lot. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah. Hey, was Amy Schumer in it?
No.
No. It was mostly, I think it was all black comedians. And so that was Tiffany Haddish's kind of her big first role.
She was hilarious in it.
She's hosted SNL, right? And she's had a stand-up special. She was in a Super Bowl ad. New York Times bestselling author as well. Yeah, now I know who she is. Yep. She's going to star opposite Tracy Morgan in The Last OG on TBS and also in a movie with Kevin Hart called Universal's Night School. What will that be all about? How old is she?
She'll be the funny part of it.
She will be, yeah. Kevin Hart's not the funny part of anything.
No.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Late 20s, early 30s, something like that.
I guess so,
Good luck to her in her career. All right, it's time at 25 after the hour for our new Music Monday focus. We have three songs here, and they're actually tracks from a newly remastered live tribute to George Harrison called Concert for George, which was held right after he died in 2002 at Royal Albert Hall in London. This was organized by Olivia Harrison and Eric Clapton. This whole evening was fabulous, may I say. I remember this like it was yesterday. George's songs were all performed by other people like Eric Clapton, Joe Brown, Donnie Harrison, Jules Holland, Jeff Lynne, Paul McCartney, Monty Python, Tom Petty, Billy Preston, and the Shankars were there, Ringo. So this reissue will drop on what will have been Harrison's 75th birthday. And so here's Joe Brown with his version of Here Comes the Sun, part of our new Music Monday tribute to the Concert for George. Well, three tunes from it. Figure out after you listen to it a little bit which one you like the best. Here we go.
This is great.
great song. It's a really hopeful song. Like it? I like this.
Yeah,
like
I like it. It's a good version.
Yeah, it is. It's not quite as fast and well produced as the one that George did, but still, it's
well,
good.
It's also nice. Live. All of these are live. So
all these live performances.
Sounds pretty good for live.
Yeah, it does. All right, number two on our New Music Monday list from the same album, the remastered tribute to George Harrison, Ringo. Honey, don't.
Baby, on a Saturday night. Sunday morning, you don't look right. You've been out painting the town. baby, been stepping around. Honey, don't.
He does this in his own performances. He's got a great presence.
Really,
you ever get a chance to see him perform, go see him. It's worth every penny and every minute of being there. He's just a lot of fun, man. And he has great, not good, great accompanying bands that come with him. He's so highly respected and regarded by all these people that are in the music business. They love to go on the road with him. So that's number two. Number one is Eric Clapton and McCartney together with While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
See the love there that's sleeping while my guitar gently weeps.
It's going to be a fabulous thing to watch this. Oh, this is great. This is a great thing. Give it to me for Christmas or my birthday or something, all right? This is really great. Good. Good for you for digging this out, Victoria. Concert for George featured on New Music Monday.
In today's automotive news, what new 2019 model cars can you expect to see in showrooms this year? Hyundai will have a new Veloster. It gets a smart refresh and will get a new trim level. The Veloster N will join the lineup as a new performance line with 275 horsepower. Right on the heels of the new Jeep Wrangler is the new Jeep Cherokee. This is the most capable vehicle in class. Kia also have a new Forte modeled on the much talked about Stinger. To see these cars and for more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protective.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Minutes after the hour now. DJ V Show continues. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The program brought to you in part by the folks at Balance of Nature. What you need to know about your immune system is in two small bottles that you can get by going to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV for special discounts. Matter of fact, free the first month of the fruits and vegetables that will enhance your immune system is free. Go to balanceofnature.com. Go through all of the information about their ripened fruits and vegetables and how it works for you. You'll be signing up. As soon as you read that, you'll take steps right away to better your overall health by getting the Balance of Nature products, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV. The things, I'm going back a little bit, washing my brain from the Olympics. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, in case you missed it, Winter Olympics is over. Did you see the closing ceremonies? The flag bearer went shirtless. I'm sure Kara thought that was
pretty cool. Who was the flag bearer?
Oh, I didn't, but I guess I'll have to catch up on it.
Wait, who carried the flag?
That's some Tongan.
Oh, he was shirtless on the way in, too.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he was shirtless on the way in.
He never wears clothes.
Really?
Doesn't matter. Winter, summer, never in clothes. It's great.
For the first time in 20 years, more women competitors from the USA won medals than men competitors. And then there were all the other stuff. The Russian, now that the ceremonies are all over, they may be they may be legitimized some way, shape, or form. But it's just, okay. So the Olympics are over. Let's move on or move back to some good TV. Yada, yada, yada. The story of Timothy Cunningham intrigues me. Timothy Cunningham has been at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention for about 20 years. He's an epidemiologist. He's been promoted several times at the Public Health Service. He's one of the people who has worked hard on Zika and Ebola. As a matter of fact, he was doing a lot of research. He was highlighted as the number one up-and-comer in Atlanta's Business Chronicle. And so all of his research has been very impactful. He went home last week. Didn't feel well. Nobody's seen him, heard from him. Since last week. There's a $10,000 reward offered yesterday by the family in partnership with Crime Stoppers in Atlanta for information leading to somebody, and they don't really know whether he's been, they don't know what happened to him, whether he's been abducted, whether he's been bumped off. His sister told the New York Times today that he had, she said, I don't really understand. I feel like I'm in a horrible Black Mirror episode, which is a television show. She told the paper that she speaks with her brother pretty much every day, but she hasn't. She said when she talked to him last, he didn't sound like himself. He didn't reply to a text message that she sent to him later that day. Hasn't reached out to her, and they feel foul play may be part of this problem. Anyway, his dog was left at home unattended. His wallet, cell phone, driver's license was found at a Mr. Bojangles. Stop for food there. Isn't that a regional chain? You don't have those all over the country. I don't see them all over the country.
No.
But it's kind of like a fast food joint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, they don't know where he is. They don't know what to think. But he's gone, missing. They're offering a $10,000 reward. So what happens? Why would somebody be after a guy like that? There's so many stories in the Naked City, you don't know which. But this is the guy, how often do you hear of somebody like this, fairly prominent, just disappearing? Gonzo. It looks like Wayne Brady to me. Looking at some pictures of him. Got a great smile and just disappeared. Good Lord.
There's so many of these stories lately. Kim Cattrall's brother disappeared, and I guess he took his own life, I guess is kind of what the takeaway is. Left his dogs at home, his wallet was at home, car was in the driveway, all that. And then there's an actress who's on, she's been on CW, she's been in a few movies, and her sister, she put out a big social media push last week and the week before. Her sister was missing in L.A. with her dog, and they both were found safe, which is fine, which is good, but I think that there was some sort of either a drug issue or there was some mental stuff happening there, but it just seems like these stories keep happening more and more of people just disappearing.
There was the story of this guy in Yosemite Park, a hiker. Did you hear about him?
No.
Missing for a week. I found him over the weekend. But he just disappeared.
Was he alive?
Went out by himself. Yeah, yeah. No, he's okay.
So I know what you're thinking, right? Alien probes?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Kara. That's where Doug's brain goes.
Of course it's where I go.
Of course.
I think that these activities go on all the time and nobody pays any attention because they don't want to. They're too afraid to admit that we are not alone. Of course. Thank you, Victoria.
He got picked up at Yosemite, went up to the spaceship, had some tests run. They wiped his memory. Now he's back.
Back again.
I think humans are just stupid and don't go out prepared and have a tendency to do bad things to other people.
I don't know. So there's no alien involvement here?
No, I just, with the whole alien, like, I believe that there's life outside of the Earth, but I just don't understand why they would give a crap about us, that they would come to our planet and test our humans. Like, if they have the technology to come to Earth, and so, like, obviously, they must be super technologically advanced if they can get here, and we're not getting to any other planets. Then, like, why would they give a crap
about
us?
Maybe we're like, you know when you're a kid and you look at an ant colony and it's building and doing
just,
its
like,
little things? Maybe
like
we're ants
fun
to
at
them.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Angelina Jolie wants her daughters to focus on humanitarian ideals instead of superficial ones. She said, quote, I tell my daughters, what sets you apart is what you're willing to do for other people. Anybody can put on a dress and makeup. It's your mind that will define you. And she encourages her children to find out what their values are, what they think, what they stand for. Fight for others to have all the freedom that you do. A life of service is worth living. And I think she does.
Message.
I think she lives that. Don't
yeah.
you think? I mean,
she
I'm,
seems to, yeah.
Little bit of a crackpot, but, you know, that's the way I find her. There's something that seems good about her. I think she's a little off of a rocker, but aren't most of us, one way or another, a little bit off our rocker. I'll tell you something. Jim Carrey said over the weekend,
he's
back
really
on his Facebook,
off his rocker lately.
Well, but he's really putting people off of Facebook. He says, you know, get off of Facebook because there's nothing but trouble for anybody and everybody. And I will tell you, I'm having an experience right now on Facebook. I'm trying to save the farm. And there are several different ideas that have come up so that we can, you know, have not the town's participation, because I don't want any public money involved in it, but we've come up with a plan for commercial entities to buy up value in the development rights on the farm to help themselves expand in the community and to take the money and use it to pay off, to pay for the development rights that exist on not only my farm but other open space. It's being used a lot in various, it's new in New England, but it's been used a lot in New York State, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland down there, saving thousands and thousands of acres of land. But
does this mean, like, in a dumbed-down way, does this mean, when you say development rights, does that mean you've got your farm, and however many acres it is, and so you take those acres in what could be developed, but you sell those rights so that if that exact land doesn't get developed, they have rights to develop somewhere else?
Exactly.
Is that what that means?
You've got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I wish it was that easy. I wish I could get it explained so that that
I'll come up to Massachusetts and help out.
Well, but there are naysayers in town. A lady that works for one of the newspapers called me last night and was wondering what I was thinking about all the things that are on Facebook posted about me and the farm. And I hadn't really seen somebody else had said something to me about on Saturday, and I looked at it, and I just kind of considered the source and forgot about it. But it isn't that it's getting under my skin, but I do understand what Carrie and others who may have a little more focus on this, what they're saying. And by the way, it may play into the advertiser we have, Reputation Defender, because the things that they're saying are just lies. And these are three women who didn't like it because I supported somebody that wasn't their candidate, and I've made it clear that I want to save the farm, and they think that the way that I'm trying to get it done, or the city's trying to get it done, is going to impact other neighborhoods, which is completely false. But the things I've never had this before. Even all the years I've been on the radio, I've never had people attacking me the way they're attacking me personally. And does it get under my skin? Yeah, I think the first time I read it, it didn't. Then I considered the source, because these women are all idiots. They really are. They're angry, nasty. They're the type of people that give Facebook a bad name, frankly. And I'm not going to engage in a conversation with them. I couldn't be bothered.
But if someone's slandering you on Facebook, you have rights. You can report that to Facebook. They're not allowed to do that. I don't know what they've said, but if you feel that someone is taking a shot at your reputation, you're absolutely encouraged now by Facebook to report that.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
At any rate, I saw that thing that Carrie was talking about, and I thought, yeah, that makes sense. There are a lot of people who are just nasty. Yeah, get a life, you people. Oh, yay. God. That's all I had to do in my life. 44 past the hour. Here's something that you can do with your life. I just saw ZipRecruiter highlighted in an attempt. There's a new kind. I got to find this study. I don't have my hand on it right now. Where ZipRecruiter got involved finding people and encouraging folks to take the benefit, to take the bull by the horn. When you're looking for a job, you need to make sure that all your efforts are not in vain. Make sure that you are applying yourself well to finding a new job the same way as you want to apply yourself once you found the new job. You got to have use of the smart tools, the right tools, and that's certainly where ZipRecruiter comes in. ZipRecruiter. There are lots of competitors, and none of them hold a candle because there just isn't that kind of software. These people have proprietary software that I think, as a matter of fact, was developed here where I am in Wisconsin. A lot of great computer stuff going on, medical computers, this sort of thing, all that work being done here. And what it does, let me give you where it came from. What makes a difference is how it works and how it helps you. And it really does. It puts its smart matching technology to work. And so you'll be identified and notified that somebody is looking for you. You'll be qualified, and you get together within 24 hours, you'll have a prospect. And it'll be a nice way for you to finish all the work that you've done to get a new job and to take all the knowledge you have from the old job and apply it to a new, better place. ZipRecruiter, such a smart way to hire. Find out right now while ZipRecruiter is working a deal with us. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That means you can use ZipRecruiter free. It won't last forever, but now it's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. If you're going to hire somebody, go there to get the person you're going to hire. And if you're looking for a job, make sure that you've posted on a good job board, because the software from ZipRecruiter will find you and put you together for your new dream job. Get a great connection, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diane is hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. That's pretty good news. That's great news, as a matter of fact. So take advantage of the quick way. Save yourself some money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at Geico, G-E-I-C-O. I met a gecko at the zoo, by the way. Wasn't the one that worked for Geico, but it's pretty interesting, pretty cool. 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help?
Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
At the hour now on the DJD show, with the music from The Odd Couple playing in the background. It's a good television show. It's a good movie. Chucker has a reference point for Tony Randall. All right, Chucker, take it away.
I was born on this day in 1920.
Hold on a minute. Let's start over again because we didn't hear the first part of the sentence.
Yeah, I said I noticed that Tony Randall was born on this day in 1920, and it made me think about the Odd Couple TV series, and I think as good as Jack Lemmon was in the original movie, I think it was 1968, written by Neil Simon, I think Tony Randall was the definitive Felix Unger. And as good as Walter Matthau was in that movie also, I also think Jack Klugman was really the definitive Oscar Madison. So if I had to pick between Jack Klugman and Walter Matthau versus Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, I go with the TV characters, just slightly superior. And they were both awesome, but I like the TV show better.
Is there some move to recreate that, another movie?
Well, they actually did a TV. They did a TV series the last couple of years that I believe was canceled with what is his name?
I don't know. Whoever it is, the actors don't have the same panache as those guys did. There's not most of the stuff that gets recreated these days, with the exception of things like I think the Fox series Lethal Weapon is actually pretty good. You know, Murtaugh's character played by one of the Waymans is a little silly sometimes, but I think that it's a good mix, good chemistry there. It's one of the few movies, few TV shows I've seen that came from movies that was okay. Do you have a feeling about that?
I got to be honest, I don't watch the TV series, but I know people like it. It's done actually fairly well in the ratings. Got renewed for a season two.
Right. All right. So I have some movie news. Let's check through how we didn't actually talk on Friday about the movies that were coming out for the weekend. I saw two. The what's it, game show or game night or whatever it was, which that was awful. And then
really,
oh, horrible. And then I saw this movie Every Day with this young girl. Living with, or not living with, but having a boyfriend that was different, a different person every day in the body. I thought that was an interesting concept, so let's talk about them in a moment. Get box office totals as well right after this.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Tonight, America's favorite, The Voice, returns with new coach, three-time Grammy winner, Kelly Clarkson.
Love how excited you are. That's how excited I am. It's my first time, too.
She's on fire.
Kelly has no experience on this show.
I had enough experience that he had me mentor his team on the second season.
Careful, Clarkson. You're making enemies early.
Kelly Clarkson joins Adam, Blake, and Alicia on the return of four-time Emmy winner, The Voice, tonight, followed by the premiere of Good Girls on NBC.
All right, so Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
Did you see either of those two movies that I saw, the Game Night and Every Day?
I did not. I went to see Annihilation, a new science fiction movie with Natalie Portman. I liked it to a point, but I don't think it'll play well, too, with the general popcorn audience. Very highbrow sci-fi directed by a guy named Alex Garland, who did a really good movie 2 years ago called Ex Machina. I like that movie a lot. I thought this movie had some really good ideas. It looked good. I like Natalie Portman, but the payoff at the end I thought was not very satisfying. I give it a 6 out of 10. And then I actually finally got a chance to see Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It took me about 20 minutes to get into it, but there becomes a plot point in the movie in the 20-minute mark that sort of hooked me. And I did really like the message of how hate is tremendously unhealthy. And the very ending of that movie, a lot of people don't like. I actually thought it was a perfect ending for that film. So I'd give that a 7.5 out of 10. I wound up liking it.
All right, good. So that's it with movie time. It's 59 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.